Ha! Hello, everybody. We are live for the Nerdable podcast number 55. No special guest this week. You're just stuck with us. So enjoy, I guess. Hello. Why are you just chatting away? You should wait for me to come back before you start talking, instead of...
Well, you just want us to sit
in silence while we wait for you.
Yes.
We can finally talk about agreeable things about your bullshit opinion if you're not here.
Right, don't make me do the podcast that we talked about earlier this week.
You talked about a podcast earlier this week?
Oh yeah, we had a plan.
Is it the Hate Dies, Love Arrives podcast?
What?
With Fousey Tube.
I would love to get him on.
I would rather kill myself.
I would love to get him on.
Why? He's mental.
I just want to know what goes on in his head.
His name's Rose, guys. Come on.
What?
His name's Rose now.
Is it?
His name's Rose, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I think he's just having a mental breakdown. That's the issue.
Yeah.
He's been involved in so much stuff. And it's all just getting on top of him now, and he's just going mad.
Yeah, well, he's bipolar, and he's off his meds, isn't he?
I don't know.
No, he said that.
Oh.
Which explains things.
Yeah, that's...
Alan doesn't keep up with all of his YouTube news.
That's because that's, like, the toxic side of YouTube, like Ice Poseidon and Sam Pepper.
Yeah, the drama side.
Yeah, the side that you fucking love by the sounds of it.
Fucking
you're there like,
it.
Oh, this guy's going to come and beat Ice Poseidon up. Ooh, and then Ice Poseidon's just going to sit there and not do anything because he's streaming IRL on Twitch, which is simply just him in his room in front of a webcam. Why? You're the sort of person that probably donates to the stream so then you can have the sexy computer voice say something.
There's only one stream I donate to, Aaron, and that's www.twitch.tv/nerdable.
We should
live every Wednesday.
No, we do have the talky thing, don't we? And you did that, and it was horrible.
The talky thing?
Yeah, where you put a message with your donation.
Yeah, you didn't like that one, did you?
I hated that one.
What was that? That was just lots of yeets, wasn't it?
It was just a one long yeet, but it just kept going yeet.
No, it was multiple yeets. It was as many yeets as you could fit in the thing. I had to delete.
Delete a yeet.
I had to delete. Excuse me.
Oh my god.
I had to delete a yeet because I couldn't fit the T on.
Oh mate.
Hello and welcome to the Nerdable Podcast.
Yeah, I mean, probably we should do intros. I'm Aaron, you know me. I'm there most weeks. As is Alan.
Hi.
And then there's Angela.
Hello.
And there's Josh, I guess.
Hello. I feel like this podcast is now an anti any letter other than A.
100%.
I see you, Aaron, Alan, Angela.
Why should it be anything less?
Call yourself... Because diversity is good, my friend.
Call yourself... Osh.
Oish.
Or Joshua backwards.
I mean, I usually just call him arsehole, so it's...
Shall I just rename him?
No.
just rename him to arsehole.
Don't rename me. Don't do it.
Please do it.
Oh, poorly.
I mean, you should maybe go out with a face mask. There we go. To anyone listening, we...
I mean, I wish you don't have a face mask just for his face, let alone being poorly.
Okay, so let's actually get on topic, because I need to be an MC and get people into line, into check, into... Oh, God, I'm tired. I'm not tired.
The person needs to get in a fucking check is you, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't we talk about the main thing that happened this week? Which was of course games. Let's talk about Gamescom in a second. But first, let's talk about Josh hurting his foot playing football because he kicked a ball.
I didn't kick a ball. Well, I did kick the ball many times.
I have.
But I got kicked in the foot.
How does someone get kicked in the foot?
Because I tackled someone as they were crossing the ball.
Did you tackle properly? Did you use B or A or X?
I used A to jostle into position, and then I knocked the ball away as he was kicking.
Bollocks, did you? You're that FIFA player that slide tackles every single cunt on the pitch.
No, I see the real story. I know what it is. It was Wile E. Coyote was there, and he spray painted a bowling ball the same shape and color and design as the football, and Josh kicked it.
Yeah. God damn it! He's seen through my ruse.
You've just all of a sudden become a Looney Tune.
It's just not been.
I was a master ruseman.
It's just not been a good week for you, has it, lad?
No, I can't remember the last time I had a good week.
And we're still butchering you into making videos.
Yeah.
Hey, that's been...
That to be
which reminds me, one of you fuckers needs to do one tonight for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not doing it.
That's a strong pass from me.
Fuck off. No, you're doing it.
Gage! If you're listening, there's a solid fella.
I did two in a row yesterday. Nobody needs to see my face 3 days in a row.
Yeah, you fucking say
don't. Oh my god, Josh. At least I bothered to change t-shirt so it looked like I was a different person on a different day.
Fuck that. I had two ramble videos where I just had to fucking ramble about shit. You weren't going to get me to change my t-shirt.
Alan, but
as
you've
well.
You've then said that's what you've done.
Yeah. And it's magic behind the camera.
It's just a bit sad, really.
No. Movie magic.
It's movie magic.
No one cares.
Green.
I care.
Hello, doggo. Do you want to lie down?
Do you want to come on the podcast, Oz?
There we go.
She's a horror.
It's probably in better shape than Josh is at this point.
He'd do a better job on the football pitch, I know that.
I scored the winning goal.
If he fucks one leg up, he's still got three left.
Josh scored the winning goal and it was 1-0.
Oh fuck the hell.
It was 8-7 actually.
Jesus fuck. Yeah. Oh, what position do you play? Wing.
Is that because you've got
midfield? What the fuck has this got to do with games, come? Go on now.
Nothing. You just wanted to talk about your foot, so I'm letting you gorge in your narcissism. Oh, I was man of the match. Got hat trick.
You know what? I don't need this.
Oh, okay.
Where are
yeah.
you going, dog? Yeah, well.
He's going to Gamescom. Hey, segue. It was Gamescom this week. For those that didn't know, and if you didn't, where have you been? It's trying to become the next like Europe's E3, which this year I think it kind of got close to that.
Did it?
I think in terms of announcements and stuff, yes. This is the first year I believe that companies have held like keynote events. Not that anyone really paid attention to them, but Microsoft obviously did one, which I didn't see that much hype for. And I think Nintendo did one as well with their indie announcements. So
was Nintendo's one just like their E3 one where no one actually spoke and it was just a presentation?
Yes.
And they took the keynote bit a bit too literally.
Yes.
Grand.
But no, Microsoft had this whole thing going on where they announced quite a bit of stuff. So I think it's trying to evolve into like Europe's E3.
I feel like it's got a way to go.
Yeah. Definitely, but it's when we went in 2016, it's changed a hell of a lot just in like 2 years' time.
I suppose like the East like has TGS, doesn't it? Which is basically like their E3.
Tokyo
so
Game
it'd
Show.
Be nice to have let's have Gamescom evolve into a. Something that rivals, well, not rivals, but complements E3.
Yeah.
Just in Europe. That'd be good.
Yes. It's definitely getting there. But, yeah. I mean, I think what we had from last week was a lot of kind of smallish announcements, but I think the majority of, like, the news or information and stuff's probably going to come out next week or this week because this will be uploaded on Monday. So we'll start to see a lot more over the coming days out of Gamescom. But did anything excite anyone?
Devil May Cry release date. Yeah.
I'm excited for the fact that my PC upgrades gained like another £600 in cost.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'm just seeing all the Nvidia memes at the moment of the RTX off or RGX, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Those have been funny, but I don't know, it's nice to see them finally moving away from the Founders Edition coolers that are shit and actually putting decent stuff on there. And I'm excited to see what sort of performance benefits these give over like the current 10 series range.
I'm just annoyed that my computer is gradually getting older.
Dude, your process has been old for about a decade at this point.
There we go. Fuck's sake.
So, yeah.
It's not. But my graphics card is the 9 series, so...
But it's a 970?
Yeah.
Still a solid card, dude.
It is, but, like, you've got the 10 and now the 20, or whatever the fuck it is, 11, I don't know.
It's 20.
Why?
Because they've changed the... Because it's not a GTX card.
Ooh.
It's an RTX card, so they're not going to use that numerical series.
So,
but they're still using the same numerical series in the like latter two digits and TIs. So fuck knows.
So what exactly? Like, obviously, you know more than me. What did Nvidia unveil? Really,
fuckload of what is going to be exceptionally expensive graphics cards that are going to be exceptionally good. It's weird. A lot of people were kind of like, are we gonna get an announcement yet? Are they gonna push it back? Because there was a lot of stuff about overstock, which was basically because obviously we had all the shit with graphics cards being sold, like selling in mass due to mining, and then everybody hopped off the Bitcoin bandwagon and they're like, fuck, we've got loads of 10 series graphics cards. Well, the prices have gone down anywhere.
Yeah.
You're still fucking charging a fucking premium for it. It's looking at you, Amazon. But so Kyvon was like, yeah, we'll definitely see it. And then they've brought out this new line, which I think the original rumor was that it was not going to be like they were saying, it'll be a new line, like an RTX line, and it's going to be something that will sit alongside GTX, but it'll be a line of cards that's not aimed at gaming and is more aimed at like editing and workstation PCs, kind of like AMD's done with the Threadripper line of processors. Even though you totally could fucking game on it, it's like aimed at another market, which was also where people were like, well, it would be really weird for them to unveil it at a show called Gamescom.
Yeah.
And then they did, and then they've just put a massive fucking focus on gaming with it by, you know, they did it all with a lot of Battlefield 5 stuff. I think the most common image that goes around is that one of the, have you seen the one of the car?
Yes. What, the
fire, like, reflecting in the side and not.
Yeah, well, I've seen the Top Gear one. Where there's like...
I haven't seen the Top Gear one. I've just seen the Battlefield one. So you've got, like, a desolate scene, and it has like RTX on, RTX off, that whole fucking thing that's become a meme very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the ability to render like reflections into car paints and stuff, so you have the flame that's reflecting in there, and it's a very simple detailing concept. But when you look at like the difference between the two images, that one little thing does add a lot. But again, these are going to be extortionately expensive cards.
I mean, I'm looking at them now. The RTX 270, which 2070, which I believe is the base model, that's $599.
Yeah, I'm assuming they will then eventually also, there will also be like a 2060, a 2050, 2050 Ti. They never bother announcing them at the start. It's just like, look at the flagship cards that are really powerful. and want you to, they obviously want you to aim for those because they're the ones they make the most money on.
Yeah, it is. $1,200 is the 2080 Ti.
Yeah, which is, to put it into perspective, the Dell machine that sat behind me, that's how much that entire rig costs for just one card.
That's so something that people like to do, I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait to see a lot of all the tech YouTube, all the like massive tech YouTubers with like three of these fucking things on water and SLI. Like, look at my $400 million PC that I built. Ain't good for you.
I just want a PC that's full of that mineral water stuff.
Oh, you don't.
Mineral oil, whatever it is. You don't. Then it can sit there and bubble away while I panic. Because it's...
Didn't your heat sink bubble away anyway?
Yes.
I was going to say, Aaron, you want one of those custom water loops until you realise you've got to actually physically maintain them. To which point you're going to go, I can't be fucking bothered.
No, I'm on about the ones that are actually like fish tanks that are full of water.
Yeah, it's again, you have to... They take a lot of maintenance.
I don't think they... I don't think they actually... exist to consumers.
I mean, you could, again, you could, if you could make it if you wanted.
Yeah, let me just go and get some
recommended
water out of the fridge.
Water near my electronics.
I wanted water cooling. I got water cooling. The water cooler broke, and then it got RDR made, and that's nice. I got a new one. So that was cool.
Yeah, I'll put in a liquid cooling when I actually end up upgrading, but yeah, it's an exciting announcement. It's like, hey, new cards. I don't feel like the prices are gonna go down on the 10 line. If anything, they might go up, because even though there is an overstock, that's probably going to be the stock to a lot of places, for like, especially for a lot of the aftermarkets. They're probably going to go, fuck it, let's just put all our effort into the 20 series. So prices won't come down. If anything, they might rise a little bit, which is annoying because I was looking at a 1070 Ti, but perhaps not.
No, not for you.
No, not for me.
Right. So there was games and stuff.
Yes.
Let's see. There doesn't seem to be a list of
A lot of the AAA sort of just treated this as a follow-up to E3, I noticed.
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, we announced a game at E3. Here's our new features you might like. Here's our Battle Royale mode.
Yay, what are we...
That
what
we've
are we
totally not shoehorned in here so that we can go under the Battle Royale tags on Twitch.
No. I mean, both Battlefield and Call of Duty could do something really great with it. They're obviously going to hit that.
If the Battlefield trailer's anything to go by, it looks like they might have something quite interesting with it.
I actually haven't checked that out yet, but
they show very, very little of it. It appears to just be like, it's like a very rapidly encroaching ring of fire with like vehicles and such in it.
So California sim.
Jesus
fucking no winners for that one.
No. Wow.
Oh dear. But yeah, it looks, I haven't seen that, but the Call of Duty one looks interesting.
I don't, since playing the beta, I do not care for that fucking COD game.
Why?
It's fucking awful.
What makes you say that?
Just everything about the amount of bullshit added in mechanics. It feels like they've just tried to shoehorn elements of every other popular like first person shooter that's out right now.
I wouldn't say so, to be honest.
The entire character still just feels like a half-assed version of 6E.
Kind of. I mean, did you play Black
There's
Ops
no
3?
Kind of about it. It is.
Did you play Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
And you're aware that they had the similar classes in that as well?
Yeah, and it was wank there.
Have you played World War 2?
No.
there's a similar class system in that as well. So it's kind of
again though, it's but yeah, okay, they've had it in there, but that's also how it comes across, and hasn't Rainbow Six wasn't Siege out before both of those?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see.
Exactly, thank you.
I kind of see what you're saying, but it isn't in the same respect. Like, obviously, with Rainbow Six Siege, each class in that has their own like gadgets and shit like that. And I know, yes, all right, it's the same with Black Ops 4. Like, each individual class has its own like skill or whatever. But
yeah,
that's kind of more the evolution of first person shooters than them trying to copy a game type. Because, I mean, think about it, you've got Overwatch, there's Rainbow Six Siege, there's Call of Duty that's implemented some sort of like specialist thing in it for a while now. And I just think that's the where we're going with first person shooters. But I mean, it's a game that I felt took a bit to get used to. With the whole like self-healing mechanic, there was a lot going on which kind of left you like out in shit creek if you were trying to like fix yourself.
I didn't feel like that left you out in shit creek at all because of how fucking quick it happens.
Yeah, but there's...
You peek behind cover, you're back up to full health. Like,
yeah, but then there's the whole
element It kind of ruined the like actual core close quarters experience to me. That's how it felt. I mean, you played on console? Did you?
I play console and PC.
Did you find them both to be similar?
Yeah.
Because I just played PC.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the fact that it's like you getting the drop on something, you know, like someone's on low health. There isn't that sort of element of fear anymore. It just feels like everybody feels like a fucking superhero.
Yeah, but that the
it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it's added an element of strategy to it now.
But it's also taken out elements of strategy as well.
Yeah.
I mean it has though, because there isn't the whole sort of I'm on low health when you get around this. It's just I pressed A, fixed it.
But that's always kind of been the same without the self-healing. Like, if you get shot in a Call of Duty game prior to Black Ops 4, you can just hide around cover until the auto-heal happens anyway. There's just more of an element of trying to get away rather than like being able to heal. But there's also pros and cons with it as well, because like the cooldown I think probably needs to be a little longer, because like I was saying, when I first jumped in, yeah, like when I first jumped into it, I was like, okay, I'm literally shooting, coming back into cover, going back out shooting after I've healed. But I don't know, that aside from that, there's new like gameplay things in it, like the heist mode, which was really quite fun. Whatever the mode it was, it wasn't Conquest, because that's copying thingy, isn't it, Battlefield. But the main game mode that they had in most of the betas, that was enjoyable. That kind of shakes up the game a little bit. Instead of the same sort of like, or team deathmatch, search and destroy, capture the flag, those sort of things. And they did that with Call of Duty World War II by adding the war game mode in that, which is, I guess, similar to the Great Conquests in Battlefield 1 and to what's coming in Battlefield 5 or V, whatever you want to call it, which kind of has a narrative that you're playing through rather than just shooting for the sake of shooting. So there's definitely elements to the new game which have won me over, because Black Ops 3 like ruined the series for me. It has nothing to do with the Black Ops narrative. It's just futuristic and dumb with people flying around everywhere and no real sense of like of anything with it. I hated it so much. Then they kind of redeemed it with World War II, and I kind of went into Black Ops 4 very apprehensive, like, I don't know whether I'm going to like this. And at first I did kind of hate it, to a similar way of how Josh went into that game and hated it almost instantly. Oh, No Man's Sky.
Italian
that was the one.
1944.
No, I'm on about No Man's Sky.
Bro, that game is shit though. Nobody should know.
But yeah, it was. It grew on me, and I started to really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to that. And the
things it's weird that you say like you felt Black Ops 3 was futuristic and dumb. I would still describe this one as futuristic and dumb.
Yeah, it definitely.
When I mean, it's just like I'm swimming around. I'm using a Mac fucking rifle under fucking water.
Oh yeah, why not?
Why?
I mean, I don't think anyone's ever said that Call of Duty games are war sims.
No, but it again, like it's. I mean, I guess I'm right with this evolution of shooters things, and I just feel like a lot of are just trying to add too much.
That's how I kind of felt about Black Ops 4.
They're because... just adding into it's like I like that some of these mechanics are in here.
Yeah.
But there's just way too fucking much here. To the point where we're getting away from it's a thing with a lot of shooters, and it's arguably what fucking ended up killing Halo is just adding in too much shit that you get away from what people loved in the first place.
Well, it's like if you look at like the history of the Call of Duty games, like there was the multiplayer was never really class based. Like you started off with a set of loadouts that you couldn't change.
Yeah.
And then Modern Warfare came out, which introduced the creator class system, and then the next game came out after that, which was I think the first Black Ops. I think no, or was it World at War? Which then took that creator class system and expanded on that a little bit. And then after that, it was it Modern Warfare 2 following that? Which yes. then expanded on all of that. And then it went into Black Ops, which again added more. And then it started to go more futuristic, which then added more like the boost jump mechanics and things like that. And eventually it was just so much going on. Like you go into Black Ops 3 and in the creator class bit, there's just so much going on. You can just go into so many different submenus upon submenus, and I just don't understand how anyone got on with that game. And because that was so complex, you found that people were using the whole scrap system thing or whatever the fuck it was that allowed them to like dismantle weapons and then create their own like hybrids of weapons and stuff. And it was like, okay, well, I don't have the time or the will to go into that to see what it's all about and like mod the weapons. But then you've got people that are there for like they play it hours upon hours a day and they've got modded weapons, and it's just it got so ridiculous. And it was nice that World War II kind of stripped that all back, but it's being that formula is then being expanded upon in Black Ops 4, and then the next game after that, it's just going to end up in the same cycle.
Yeah, I think like in terms of like franchises that sort of show where this is going, Battlefield 4 is like a prime example, because at a core, the difference between 3 and 4 was literally foregoing, let's just give you more of what 3 did.
Yeah.
Yet 3 is generally renowned as the infinitely better game, because it just didn't pile you with bullshit, and it just focused on the core experience, not here's 9 million skins for your gun and 4,000 different attachments.
Yeah.
Here's a simple list of basic things.
It's the same with...
Now go have a fucking... war, but then Battlefield 1 did it a bit where they were like, well, we need to strip it back, and then they stripped it back too far with Battlefield 1.
And then you've got Battlefront.
What do you mean Battlefront?
Well, like Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2, what was the difference other than new characters and thousands of microtransactions and new maps?
The only thing similar about them is they're both wank.
Fuck's sake.
I'm not wrong.
No.
And then I feel at 5 are just like, okay, let's, you know, pad it up a little bit more. And then they're actually focusing on like making the addition modes, not just fucking what is essentially bloat items. for it, which I think is where people should be focusing, not into fucking Battle Royale mode, so fuck off with that bollocks. Save that shit for Fortnite, let them have their money.
I mean, there are so many Battle Royales. Didn't Housemarque announce a new one at Gamescom? You've got Fear the Wolves. Oh, actually, let's just go back from Gamescom a little bit.
Fear the Wolves, the thing that I'm supposed to have beta access to yet, don't have a beta access email yet, get all the things made. Thank you for your participation. Never fucking played it.
Yeah,
never sent me a fucking code.
It's probably in your spam, that's why.
It's not, I've checked.
So, just kind of deviating from Gamescom a little bit, did you see the news that Daybreak Game Studio decided to Sunlight Just Survive, or H1Z1 Just Survive? I'm going to take that as a no.
I feel like we've talked about this, and I simply expressed, is it a battle royale?
No, okay, no, right. So, this game has a very stupid history. So, way back when Daybreak Games Studio or company, whatever they're called, were Sony Online Entertainment, they announced H1Z1, which was essentially a DayZ copy. But what they quickly found was that because H1Z1 had airdrops, when airdrops were happening, this kind of pseudo battle royale was happening around these airdrops. So because it was taking it away from the core survival gameplay, this is me just kind of speculating here, speculating the reason why, but I think it was the reason why, they decided to kind of pull that apart and separate the game. So you've got H1Z1 King of the Kill, as it was called, which was kind of their battle royale focus, and then H1Z1 Just Survive, which was I think more PvE rather than PvP. Mm-hmm. So that game has kind of been chugging along for a couple of years, and then this year obviously they renamed King of the Kill to just H1Z1. They stripped the H1Z1 name from Just Survive because it wasn't the same narrative as what it was meant to be or whatever, and they went ham with H1Z1 by releasing it on PC and then on PlayStation 4. It ended up getting 10 million players and whatever. So this weekend, or Friday, they quietly announced that they were sunlighting or sunsetting, whatever the fuck it is, Just Survive. Which I find really funny, because that is the core gameplay for H1Z1. And because PUBG's come along and Fortnite's come along, they're just like, let's put everything into this battle royale game and fuck the original concept of the game. I just find that so, like, bizarre. I mean,
but can you not argue that's what Epic did with Fortnite in the first place?
No. I will never admit that. Fortnite Save the World is a good game.
But that's exactly what... I'm not disputing the quality of it, but like, that's exactly what they did.
Kind of.
Well, they still develop for the Save the World thing. So
they do, what I mean is when Fortnite Battle Royale first came out, when you saw patch notes...
Oh, yeah.
If every other patch was just Battle Royale. Well, they did nothing with the base one. Now with every patch, you get stuff in each. But at the start, their main focus was the Battle Royale.
Because
there was a lot of... I'm pretty sure that we even wrote about it, about people saying, hey, are you gonna... I'm pretty sure you even said it on a podcast about, I wish they'd do more with the actual core bit, though, and not just a battle royale.
Well, yes.
Because that's what they did. It's understandable. It's a fucking quick way of making a buck.
Yeah, but Save the World is a good game.
Unless you're Cliffy B, in which case it's not. But
fuck.
You know.
But no, that I just thought that was something that happened this weekend, which was kind of interesting. That they were just like, nah, fuck what the main idea of the game was. I think because of the way that game evolved is what I'm kind of finding so interesting about that entire thing. But anyway, let's move on from Gamescom. There was stuff announced. You can check it all out on Nerdable.com. And while you're there, you can also check out a little review we did earlier this week for Little Dragon's Cafe, and we have Angela here to kind of talk about it, because it's been pretty much at the top of your list of coverage for the past 3 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, basically. You know, you get to cook and raise a cute dragon. Isn't that everyone's dream?
Yeah, I mean, so from what I can tell, it's from the creator of Harvest Moon.
Yep.
I want to say absolutely. Sailor Moon. I don't know why, but just so many moons.
Yeah, it definitely plays like a Harvest Moon game, and I actually noticed, because, you know, I put my review out, and in the group I'm in for it on Facebook, other people were posting their reviews. Because I've played the other Harvest Moon games, there were some things I was more forgiving of than other people who don't have that same background.
Okay.
Like, some of the weird bugs, like, you can get pushed around. Like, if a character runs into you, they just walk you into walls and stuff, which is annoying, but every Harvest Moon game is like that. So it's just like, oh, whatever. This is something I have to deal with.
Yeah.
I just accepted my fate. But, and they released a patch, like, the day it came out, so that might not even be a problem anymore.
I was about to say, is this the classic Bethesda paradox, but they wouldn't patch it on release.
So you gave it quite a high review. Are you still playing it? Does it still live up to your high expectations?
Yeah.
Or high regard?
Yeah, I beat the game. I mean, like I said in the review, it's really easy to pick up and put down, which I appreciate because I'm like super busy right now, which I think maybe some people weren't as into, because, you know, when you say creator of Harvest Moon, you expect to have the whole farming aspect, and like a big part of it is the relationship and marriages, which doesn't exist because you're playing as a child, so yikes. And then the farming is super easy. Like, you don't have to plant it. It just grows. Sometimes it grows faster if you use dragon manure on it. But that just saves a lot of time because that's not the focus of the game. So, like, the focus of the game is running the cafe and raising the dragon. So that was stuff other people I saw criticizing. But if they had had that in the game, it would have been too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So would you say that this game, kind of because of how accessible it seems to be compared to Harvest Moon, that it's more aimed at like a younger audience, especially with like the whole dragon raising thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cute sort of game. Like, as a little kid, I would have seen in an ad and been like, I want that. I think it does actually have a teen rating.
Oh,
but one
because you're
putting
poo everywhere.
One character says, like, damn, and I think that's the reason why.
Wow.
You know, they could have just said darn. It wouldn't have made a difference. But no, I think it definitely is aimed at a younger audience, or even an audience where they're trying to, like, get them into Story of Seasons or Harvest Moon. Like, you know, because normally with like a Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons game, like, people have their trappers with the calendars and the planting cycles. I also have my trapper of the calendars and the planting cycles for all the games.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that committed to a video game, but then I don't play games, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun going on, like, the forums for those games and seeing, like, the amount that people put into just getting all of their stuff in order for their farms. It's pretty crazy.
It is, actually. Considering, like, I've played, like, farming sim games, I can't see how things like that can get as intense. Though I guess it's because for, like, farming sim and stuff, a lot of those, like, statistics and stuff are laid out for you, so you know that, you know, the crops are going to be ready in a certain amount of time, sort of thing. So, that, you know, that's already there. And maybe that's something that these games are lacking somewhat.
Well, you do have the rates, but yeah, they don't tell you in the game. So you have to figure it out on your own or look online and then copy it down or memorize it, depending. Plus, in those games, there's usually the marriage and relationship aspect, so there's also, like, how do you trigger the heart event? How do you trigger the friendship event? And then, like, you have to be there at a certain time, and the weather's in the certain conditions and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets really involved. It's I put a lot of time into these games. But yeah, it's not really, Little Dragon's Cafe is not really like that at all. Like, even with the cutscenes and stuff, usually you just have to, like, wake up in the morning, and then they happen, which is nice.
So how many dragons do you own in the game?
You have your one dragon, and you raise him to an adult, but apparently, like, so the reason why your mom, like, falls into a deep sleep is because she's half dragon or something.
Right.
Which they never really elaborate on, but, like, dragon blood and human blood makes you fall asleep for a long time, I guess. Again, didn't really explain that. So I guess technically, like, you know, you've got, like, mud blood dragons everywhere, but only one real dragon.
Right.
Like, you're half a dragon, or a quarter dragon, or whatever. But that doesn't come into play at all.
So you're just kind of a bit lethargic. You don't fall asleep.
Yeah, you're just kind of sleepy. But other than that, yeah, you're good.
Well, that's definitely something I might look at if it's a more casual, like, farming-y type game. Because
yeah, it's cute, and I mean, yeah, there's not. I know. I remember you talking about your farming sim games. You aren't as into, like, the relationship building set stuff. So,
but that's because really things like that aren't in farming sim. That would be really strange. Like, you have to court the farmer's wife.
Yeah, you've already got her. So
surely that's like the next evolution for them is the true life of a farm.
Yeah.
And watching your marriage slowly fall apart as you're spending more time tending to the pigs than you are, you know.
Now, there's going to be horses in the next game.
Love and affection.
You can be the farmer's wife. Assuming that the...
I mean, it's 2018 after all.
Exactly. So. I mean, yeah. Again, that's assuming that the farmer is male and not female anyway. It could be the farmer's husband.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, that'd be quite funny.
Yeah, so yeah, none of that relationship stuff, but if it's not because you don't like it, it's just not there, then I guess that doesn't matter for you.
Well, Josh, you've been trying to get me to play Stardew Valley.
Hello, yes, I have.
Fun.
There he is.
You should play it, it's good. It's a fun game, and it has multiplayer now, and we should play it.
I kind of want something like that. This is the reason why I'd want to switch, because games like that I can't sit and play. Like, I'd rather just casually just
I have to stand.
No, you know what I fucking mean.
I have to feel the weight of the farmer's struggle on your shoulders.
Yeah, you know, like, just sitting at a computer or a console just watching things grow or whatever. I'd rather just, like, it be a mobile game so I can lie down and do it.
It's like, I don't want to be sat, I want to be laying down.
I want to be horizontal. Oh, that's
every waking moment.
That's you. You're like, oh, I'm at work, I'm vertical. Nope.
So that's why he wants a standing desk.
That'd mean I don't want a standing desk.
It's not about Josh.
Standing desk would be awesome.
Why?
And I would like that.
You can. Have you not seen the desk toppers that turn your desk into a standing desk?
Yeah, we get them offered for review.
Oh.
What? Why have you not fucking mentioned that?
Why have I not mentioned that? Because I don't want one, so.
Fucking hell.
Like, someone's like, oh, just let me know if you want to check this out for review. Not me.
I don't care for this, therefore I'm going to assume.
Would you care to review a standing desk converter thing?
Kind of would, actually.
No,
because I kind of want to see what one. Because I kind of want to see how they stack up.
Well, you put it on your desk, you put your screen on it, and then you lift it up with, like, hydraulic things. That's how it stacks up.
It's not just your screen, not just your screen, pal.
Well, you can put speakers on it as well. You can
even maybe a mug.
What are the two main things that you use to control your computer, you daft cunt?
Your Toby eye tracker.
Power of thought.
Fuck, I hate
I use voice recognition.
Solely voice recognition.
Like, this podcast
Alexa,
is a nightmare.
Play Despacito.
No, don't. and then just in the background.
Please tell me your computer doesn't have to listen to you as much as we do, the poor fucking thing.
Yeah, like, everything's voice. I just sit here and, like, right now, all of this is being transcribed. But it's just my half of the conversation.
Yeah, the only half you care for.
Exactly. Way up.
Sorry, there's the train.
Nope, Thomas is here.
No, this is the best thing I like about having Angela on the podcast, is the train. Because it really solidifies the fact that she's in, is it Connecticut? Yeah. The only way I can say that is with an American accent, and I don't like to do that.
I've always hated the fact that trains are restricted to America and we don't have them in the UK.
No, but it's like, it's those type of trains, you know? With that distinct, like, hooter.
You want the Pingo, the Pingu train that goes by and just newts.
Yeah. No, like, that's sort of like a stock sound that you'd hear in a movie. Like, you're watching Stand By Me and that'd be the noise you'd hear when they're about to get run over on the bridge.
I'm sure if you followed these tracks long enough, you would find a dead body, but not where I am.
I mean, you live in, like, horror state, so...
Yeah, Connecticut's pretty haunted, but...
Like,
you know.
Oh, look, that there's the neighborhood haunted house.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple of, like, kids on bikes to go and explore it, and there's the next fucking movie.
Yeah, like, I so want to, like... not hold that notion up, but I literally drove by a house today by a highway exit that I never noticed before that had vines growing out of it, so I can't even be like, no, it's not like that, it's like that.
The only reason I'm saying that though is because of what Alex wrote a little while ago about I think it was a horror game that was based in I'm gonna say CT because I'm not gonna say Connecticut because
Connecticut
that's...
it's okay if you say the T, people say the T.
Yes,
not here, but
if we said it so very British, it'd be like Connecticut. it's so very difficult to say. But no, it's like I like that sound. It's very American.
Okay.
That's my point of that. So
I mean, I guess that's a better association than like everything else.
Yeah, I like it when Angela comes on because it reminds me of Trump.
But that's only because she farts the whole time she's on the podcast.
Oh, God. Anyway, so we're coming up to the end of August. 36 Crazy Fists are getting ready to play their hit song. And September's rolling around. And
who the fuck? What kind of fucking reference was that?
36 Crazy Fists has a song called End of August.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. Give it a week. Are we making
Green Day jokes? Because
yeah, wake me up when September ends.
Oh God. Anyway, September. There's stuff happening. Is when Josh will actually stop having a meltdown on the gaming charts.
I fucking will continue to have a meltdown. Thank you very much.
I mean, you won't, because every week's going to be different for like the next.
It's not.
It's just not.
Actually, no, it's not. As soon as FIFA and Call of Duty come out, they're the early games that are going to be at the top. That and
Battle but FIFA. I mean, they'll be on there. They'll just be a different game on the list.
Yeah.
He still doesn't care about. He cares about FIFA, but it's the same as the fucking 5 years before it.
I care about Spider-Man as well.
Yeah, Spider-Man, and then what it's going to be...
the other one? Call of Duty? No, I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, the minute...
Oh, Tomb Raider. No, I don't give a fuck about that either, to be totally honest.
Jesus, fuck. I'll give a fuck about FIFA and that's about it.
The minute Red Dead comes out, that's going to be the only game at the top of the list. So.
Yeah.
I don't think so, you know?
Red Dead 3.
No, it will.
Oh my God. I hate what? You.
That's what it is.
I mean, he's not wrong. It is technically the Red Dead.
Why do you have to be so pedantic all the time?
Coming from you! Fuck off!
Because it's not the second in the series, so it's not Red Dead 2. It's Red Dead Redemption 2. But Revolver exists. And Red Dead sits at the front of that. And some of the characters are the same characters. Go. Red Dead 3.
But in reality, like, who here actually gives a shit about that game?
Which one? Now I've watched the trailer.
Red Dead 3.
Oh, I do. My brother. First one was really good.
Now I've watched the trailer. I kind of want, actually.
I mean, that's the only thing that got me, but I don't know whether I would spend a lot of time on that type of game. Because it's just GTA on horses.
No, it's not, though. It's not, though. It's not.
It's the GTA element that's had me interested in it.
That's like saying that Max Payne 3 was just GTA with a bald man in Rio.
So, like, just cause?
Wait, was it not?
No, the gameplay is completely fucking different.
Isn't Max Payne the same as Alan Wake, or am I getting those mixed up?
Oh my god.
Oh fucking Jesus.
Oh my god. thanks for coming along.
I just want to point out for everybody listening, this guy owns a website that writes about gaming and nerd culture. This idiot.
Yep. Hello.
Can I just say, don't write that in a PR email about either of those titles, by the way, because you will just look like a complete nonce.
I'm going to 100% do that. This is the sequel, the successor to Alan Wake 4.
Looking forward to the... Sorry, lost the role, guys.
And then,
in the chat.
And then there's Kirby, the Pokemon. That's going to be, hey, Pokemon, let's go, Kirby. I'm just seeing how much I can really get Josh raging.
I fucking
okay,
quit.
But that would be like a fun series, like doing like games as like someone's grandma would view them. Like, you know, everybody's gotten like a bad gift from like an elderly person who thought they got the right thing.
It's the grandparents naming Pokemon that always gets me. Yeah. Flame Lizard.
Jesus Christ.
The Water Charizard.
is that one of those Pokemon? No, it's a Digimon. You don't even understand.
Yeah,
me.
It's quite clearly Skull Greymon. Come on,
yeah,
Mom. Don't you even fucking get it?
Oh, God, yeah, I just remembered you're a Digi-nerd.
Digi-nerd?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Is that like a term that you use to describe people that like
coined.
Digimon?
Yes. You're a digi nerd and we're all pokey nerds, so get out.
Fucking, Digimon theme theme song
is
way better.
Can you not? I was gonna say, can you also not assume my allegiance here? Because I'm with Josh.
What?
Yeah. Digimon's fucking way
better.
Way
fucking better than Pokemon. Way better.
I like the DS Digimon games, but I don't know if I'd say they're better.
Oh my god, Angela, no! Don't side with him.
Digimon's just like the fucking Home Bargains version of Pokemon.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
I've been shopping in Home Bargains for months and it's fantastic quality items. So I'm not here you say a fucking bad word about
you
it.
You know that you can go into Home Bargains and get a mop and you it's done by the end of the week.
What the fuck is Home Bargains?
What?
Do you know what that? Oh, my mate.
It's like, I don't live in abject poverty.
I keep selling this for £30k a year. If it's not Waitrose, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Speaking like a couple of fucking plebeians.
What says you that fucking has a vegetarian Dolce Gusto pizza or whatever it was?
It was Dr. Oetker,
oh,
actually.
That's the one.
Dr. Well, the yogurt brand?
Yeah.
Dr. Yakult.
Yeah. Yakulty boy on my pizza.
That was just the worst. No, like, Home Bargains and B&M are like, they're top. You can get
B&M's grand.
Home Bargains is basically B&M. They're basically the same sort of thing.
I'm not, like, let's try and put this into perspective for Angela, who's just like, I have no idea what this is.
What would the American equivalent be?
It sounds like it's your expect discounts.
But it has brands in it. Like a cheap store, but that has like their own brand versions of everything. But it also sells like brand name stuff as
Target
well.
Or Walmart.
Kind of.
To be fair, Home Bargains has got some like actual branded stuff in it. Don't slay it too hard.
Yeah. So
get my monster in Home Bargains.
I get my Arizona from Home Bargains or B&M.
Ours doesn't stock it. It's really annoying.
The pomegranate Arizona is. Oh.
I genuinely don't like pomegranate in anything other than the pomegranate and the Arizona. It's fucking good.
Yeah.
To be fair, that stuff's probably middle class enough for Josh to like.
True.
So. Not fucking middle class.
Fucking tall.
No, he's upper.
Yeah, yeah. How fucking dare you? Have you not seen the radios? Anyways, up, baby. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. Fucking slumming it with the people that shop at fucking Sainsbury's. No.
Wait, Sainsbury's is slumming it? That's really just showing your fucking class there, mate.
That's outed me, that is.
I only shop at M&S.
Yes. Oh, I don't think I've ever shopped at M&S.
Even Waitrose is middle class for this prick. If it ain't a Cardo, we ain't fucking having it.
I do refuse to go to Audi, though, but that's because I used to work there, and I don't want to get
I'll let you off. We'll just go to Lidl, then.
So wouldn't the first place be, like, an Audi's? Because we have those, or whatever you call Aldi's.
Audi's taking over the fucking world.
Audi's kind of a supermarket, though. Like, B&M has, and Home Bargains have, like,
I bought my products, office chair in,
they have
in
toys,
like B&M.
Yeah, office stuff. It's...
Oh.
You know the Iron Man thing that sits in the back of my videos?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's from B&M.
Yeah, I thought I recognised it.
You can, yeah. Josh, have you seen the budget WWE toys I got in there?
Oh,
like,
my god,
overstep.
I'm gonna have to go to B&M, aren't I?
No, do you know what
I went to the one in Harwich, and they genuinely had like a 3 foot high like Undertaker.
We should totally do a series of like knockoff toys.
Oh my god, should we just do a B&M haul?
the last video
and then all from being yeah just like oh hang on I've bought the wrong bag up this is my week's shopping hang on.
We should do a Poundland.
Why did I put Pikachu in the fridge, fuck knows.
Do you know what though, some of the toys there are great, like you can get Paw Patrol stuff, it's fantastic.
Oh my god, Paw Patrol. Yes please.
You can get Bisto ready meals.
Bisto do ready meals?
Yeah.
I haven't hit that level of poverty.
I think we need to get a B&M sponsor for the podcast.
I'd be all over that.
You'd be an M all over that.
Hey, we've already got the fucking slogans for it.
Wait, no.
Do you reckon they've got Ainsley Couscous in there?
Oh my god, I've heard that it's only £1.50.
Last time I heard it was 50p.
Where the fuck are you? I mean, to be fair, he does shop at Ocado, so it probably is one.
Oh,
no,
fuck.
No, Josh just shops at Harrods exclusively. He's like, I don't eat my milk unless it's caviar milk.
He eats his milk.
I don't know.
Don't have milk anyway.
That's the point. You don't have milk. You have, like, fucking gold-infused soy.
I don't drink soy milk. I'm not a soy boy.
Or hemp drinks... protein or something fucking ridiculous.
No fucker drinks soy milk.
Josh does.
I wish supermarkets would realise this. We don't want it. We don't want this shit. Stop making budget soy milk.
No. I mean, to be fair, the chocolate soy milk is nice.
So yeah, again, but soy is good when you add something to it.
You can never go wrong with a bit of chalky milk, anyway.
I mean, chalky
milk for me.
So, Josh, what is it that you're putting in your coffee at the moment, then?
Well,
here we go.
I bought some of the Oatly Barista.
Okay.
And I had a coffee with that this morning, and then left the fucking full bottle of it in York. So.
Ah, there we go. There it is. That's what he forgot.
Yeah.
Josh likes to forget things.
I thought I fucking nailed it as well. Didn't leave my coffee grinder, didn't leave any clothes, anything like
Remember
that.
Remember when you thought you nailed it at mine and I came walking out with your laptop charger?
Look, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, that laptop barely works when it's got the charger, so...
Yeah.
It's fucking lost.
It's kind of fucked.
Anyway, I feel that the conversation has... spun out of control. We're once again talking completely off topic.
It's just what happens when we don't have guests.
I mean, the topic was Gamescom, and we spoke about that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's because nothing really exciting happened. I was
really
hoping
that
people...
thing, right? You pitched it as like, it's certainly becoming E3, yet we could ramble about E3 for how many hours live stream E3 for, and how much could we get out of Gamescom?
I guess that's a point.
Because it's literally just... it almost feels like companies see it as, oh, we need something at Gamescom. Let's just not announce everything at E3 and we'll drop a couple of bits there, shall we? It's literally how it feels.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'd like to raise a point. Tom's news about the Pokemon Marathon on Twitch has just gone live. And if you read it, he's talking from the perspective that Jesse and James are good people.
I mean...
And that they are constantly being set upon by Ash and Pikachu.
That sounds about right. I'm going to read this now.
Yeah.
The series
also,
follows...
the site loads really quickly at the minute. What the fuck?
The series follows a trio of glamorous young trainers, Jesse, James, and their partner Pokemon Meowth, on their quest to capture Pokemon to present that to their devious boss, Giovanni. One of the main draws of the show has been for me how they somehow managed to keep up their positive attitude all the while being constantly foiled by their nemesis Ash and his ever-changing gang of aggressive, battle-hungry pocket monsters.
He is the best writer on the site, without a shadow of a doubt, just for that.
Hey, did you not read my Russian Gundogs review?
I think that's why he's agreeing that Tom's the best one.
I mean, it does say that Tom is vodka. The bastard son of 1,000 Pokemaniacs, so...
Well...
What the fuck?
On that note, that's been the podcast number 55. This is reason why we've started to have guests on. Because apparently we do nothing but talk actual trash.
And I mean, to be fair, we also do that when we have guests on.
Yeah, but it's always nice to have an outside perspective. To kind of...
Well,
you know,
so it doesn't just feel like you're the one that's derailing it.
Yeah, it's 100% my fault.
Yeah, we can blame a stranger.
Exactly. Well, no, they're usually the ones that keep us on track.
No.
So that's
it does actually get, I mean, like, your last did almost feel like he was the one hosting a podcast with you, so
yeah, that was it's always good. You just you talk and then you ask a question and that's it. You just lean back and let them go. So tune in 2 weeks' time where we will once again hopefully return with a guest person to talk about things and stuff and things. I wonder if we could get Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead to come on. I should really know who the actor is, but I can't remember his name. So
can we not get someone from a good show?
I was going to say, do people still watch The Walking Dead?
He was in Love Actually. He was from a good show. Fucking hell. We've been talking about trying to get Stephen King on.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yes.
He would definitely have some light to shine on how haunted New England is.
Yeah. Let's do that. Join us in 2 weeks' time where we'll have Stephen King.
Oh, God.
Alan, get working on your accent.
Don't let your mouth write checks your ass can't cash. Man.
Oh, God.
I can talk to you with the American names.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay, that's been the Nunnable Podcast. It's been a nice return back to having all of us, like, I think.
Has it?
Yeah!
Yeah, maybe. Join us in 2 weeks' time, where we'll be a little more with it and not pooped after a week of stuff. Bye!
Bye, everybody!
Bye!